Dune Imperium vs Uprising in 2026, the complete expansion compatibility map. Read by Dax. Start with Dune Imperium Uprising in 2026 unless you already own the original. It is standalone, sharpens the board with spies and contracts, and creates enormous conflict around sandworms. Original Dune Imperium remains excellent, especially with Rise of Ix. Do not add Rise of Ix Immortality and Bloodlines to Uprising at once just because the rules allow combinations. The product line looks simpler from 10 feet away. Up close, there are standalone boxes, required cores, expansions that solve different player count problems, and products that are excellent but wrong for first purchase. This cornerstone guide was rebuilt from publisher rules and product pages, exact Amazon identity checks, BGG discussion, and current Reddit/forum questions. Community experience is paraphrased into original advice. Generated curator scenes are editorial atmosphere, never product proof. The short answer, which Dune Imperium vs Uprising should you buy? Start with Dune Imperium Uprising in 2026 unless you already own the original. It is standalone, sharpens the board with spies and contracts, and creates enormous conflict around sandworms. Original Dune Imperium remains excellent, especially with Rise of Ix. Do not add Rise of Ix Immortality and Bloodlines to Uprising at once just because the rules allow combinations. The verified purchase path in this guide is the original Dune Imperium on Amazon Dune Imperium Uprising on Amazon Dune Imperium Rise of Ix on Amazon Dune Imperium Immortality on Amazon Dune Imperium Bloodlines on Amazon. Every retail button resolves to one exact Amazon product page. Official publisher and community links remain research sources rather than unmonetized store detours. Decision is not which box contains the most cardboard. It is which box gives your actual player count, session length, teaching appetite, and appetite for repeat play the right first 10 sessions. How does Dune Imperium vs Uprising actually play? Both games combine worker placement with deck building. Agent icons determine spaces, reveal effects create persuasion and combat strength, and alliance tracks create races beyond simple victory points. Uprising adds spies, contracts, and sandworms, increasing tactical access and making late combat swings more dramatic. The original with Rise of Ix has a durable economy and dreadnought identity. It is not obsolete, it is a different mature configuration. What makes the system fun is not a component count. It is the repeatable decision loop. The moment when a beginner stops moving pieces because the rules permit it and starts making a plan the rest of the table can read. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. What do players compare it to and where does the comparison break? Compared with Arnak, Dune is more interactive and conflict-driven. Compared with deck builders such as Clank, card acquisition is only half the economy. Uprising is not Dune 2.0, it is a standalone remap with a more explosive combat ceiling. Across BGG and current forum discussions, the most useful comparisons describe table behavior rather than declaring one title universally better. Complexity, downtime, hidden information, player interaction, and the host's teaching burden are the variables that survive beyond launch week excitement. Use the matrix below to choose a job for the game. Theme can recruit a first play, the job determines whether the box earns a shelf. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? NEW Uprising, best standalone entry in current competitive foundation. Original owner Rise of Ix, deepens shipping technology and dreadnought economy. Uprising next Bloodlines, advance current branch after repeated base play. Specialist Immortality, graft and Telelixu systems when more card texture is wanted. Stop one module first, compatibility does not make every combination elegant. The stopping rule matters. The Uprising rulebook permits combining older material, but adding everything at once blurs the cleaner balance. Bloodlines is an advanced branch, not a beginner's first purchase. Amazon availability is not treated as a verdict. A product can be easy to buy and still be the wrong next box. It can also be worth waiting for when the only current listing has an ambiguous edition, seller language, or product identity. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy beginner, choose a conflict threshold. Decide whether this round is pass contest or must win before buying combat cards. Regular build icon access. A powerful card that cannot send an agent to the needed space is a hand management liability. Advanced, threaten the reveal. Persuasion, swords, intrigue, and worm access make opponents price the conflict incorrectly. Expert plan two scoring routes. Alliance tracks, contracts, combat, and cards must overlap. A single visible plan is easy to block. Do the debrief after the game. Name one decision that worked and one rule or timing window that stayed muddy. That 5-minute conversation is more valuable than buying an expansion to create novelty. The strategy advice here combines the official rules structure with repeated owner questions. It is written in Puzzlewick's voice. No forum post is being passed off as our first-hand test or copied as anonymous authority. What is the real table, hosting, and solo commitment? Hosting, teach agent turns and reveal turns as two halves of one hand. Put alliance markers and conflict rewards in the center of attention. In Uprising, teach spies before contracts and sandworms. For first games, remove expansion modules and use the printed recommended setup exactly. Solo, both systems support House Hagel opponents. Solo is a sharp tactical exercise, but setup and automa procedure are real overhead. Uprising's extra systems create more texture and more administration. That is valuable only if the solo player wants a long-form strategy session. Before purchase, budget the invisible parts, setup surface, sorting, teaching, save state needs, cleanup, and whether one person must own the rules. These costs decide replay more reliably than the excitement of an unboxing. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Uprising is standalone and does not require original Dune, Imperium. The Uprising rulebook permits combining older material, but adding everything at once blurs the cleaner balance. Bloodlines is an advanced branch, not a beginner's first purchase. Amazon review patterns were used only as a secondary check for recurring packaging, component complexity, and expectation issues. Star ratings and individual quotations are intentionally not frozen here because listings merge, editions change, and ratings move. A credible warning changes the buy decision. Complaint that merely describes the intended genre belongs in the "who should skip it" box instead. Common misconceptions corrected before checkout. Uprising is standalone, not an expansion that requires original Dune, Imperium. Older expansions can be combined, but the result is not automatically the intended best balance. Bloodlines is not required to make Uprising complete. The record date is July 27, 2026. Product identities and availability can change. The direct Amazon links are rechecked by Puzzlewix Publishing Audit. Rules and compatibility claims retain dated publisher sources so a future refresh can identify what changed. The Puzzlewix shelf plan for Dune, Imperium vs Uprising new buyer, Uprising. Original owner, keep the original and add Rise of Ix if its economy feels solved. Uprising owner, play the base repeatedly. Then add Bloodlines as the current advanced branch. Immortality is the specialist graph slash T-Lelixu module. Compatibility is permission, not a recommended first setup. Buy the first verified box that solves your present table. Play it enough to explain why the second box would improve a repeated experience. If that sentence is still vague, the right move is to wait. Current verified Amazon options, Dune, Imperium Uprising on Amazon. Dune, Imperium Rise of Ix on Amazon. Dune, Imperium Immortality on Amazon. Dune, Imperium Bloodlines on Amazon. Final verdict, new buyer, Uprising. Original owner, keep the original and add Rise of Ix if its economy feels solved. Uprising owner, play the base repeatedly, then add Bloodlines as the current advanced branch. Immortality is the specialist graph slash T-Lelixu module. Compatibility is permission, not a recommended first setup. Frequently asked questions. Should I buy Dune, Imperium, or Uprising? New buyers should generally start with Uprising. Original Dune remains excellent for owners who prefer its map and Rise of Ix ecosystem. Is Uprising standalone? Yes, Dune, Imperium, Uprising is a complete game. Can Rise of Ix be used with Uprising? The Uprising rulebook provides combination guidance, but not every older module is equally clean in every setup. What expansion should an original Dune owner buy first? Rise of Ix is the durable first recommendation for the original game. What should an Uprising owner buy next? Bloodlines is the current advanced branch after Uprising has been played repeatedly. Should I combine every Dune expansion? No. Add one module, learn what it changes, and preserve a setup the whole group can teach.